We are going to begin the actual Ikarim now, and today we're going to discuss the first Ikar. We mentioned in our introduction that these Ikarim for the Rambam are crucial for a person to know, to understand, to have to affirm these Ikarim in order to be a member of Klal Yisrael. And for him, for the Rambam, these Ikarim are so elementary, so basic, that without them a person can't even begin a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can't develop his mind in the proper way if these 13 ideas, these 13, what the Rambam considers facts, are missing from a person's perspective. And in order to gain a clear perception of reality, these things are necessary, these 13 things. So let's begin with the first. The first is actually the first of a group of five. We mentioned in our introduction that many other great Jewish thinkers had three Ikarim. And we quoted from Briskarov that the 13 Ikarim could actually be broken up into three subcategories. So the first subcategory are Ikarim that have to do with the essence of Hashem. And five Ikarim that are so elementary in our understanding of Hashem's essence on whatever level we can begin to understand, to scratch the surface. So that's what these first five Ikarim are about. And today we're going to do the first one. Now, the first Ikar, I think, is traditionally understood to be the belief in Hashem. You must believe in God. We're going to read the actual text of the Ikar in a few minutes, but we'll begin by noting that the Rambam, at the end of the first Ikar, quotes a pasuk that he thinks is the source for this Ikar. And the pasuk he quotes is, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, the first pasuk in the Asaras HaDibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Now it's interesting to note that there's a major machlokas about this pasuk and about this mitzvah. The Rambam in his Minyan HaMitzvos, where the Rambam's list of mitzvos, so he counts as the first mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah to believe in Hashem. Famously, the Ramban notes that the Baal Halachos Gedolos, the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, written by Rav Shimon Kayara, probably in the 8th, 9th century, one of the earlier Gaonic works that we have, a very, very important source in Halacha, the Halachos Gedolos. So he does not count belief in Hashem as a mitzvah. And the Ramban explains the Bahag, this is the Ramban in his commentary on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. It's important to stress that it's very clear in the Rambam, in the Ramban, if you look at his Hasagos, in the Losas says, so it's very clear that the Ramban does not agree with the Baal Halachos Gedolos, but he's explaining him. The Ramban says, in explaining the Bahag, that there are certain mitzvos that, or really we should say it like this, all of the mitzvos of the Torah only have validity if a person first accepts that God exists and that God is God and therefore is in the position to command. There can't be a commandment to believe in Hashem, because commandments already assume that there's a commander. And therefore, this is almost like a meta-issue. It's not a mitzvah, a meta-mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that can't be counted in the list of mitzvahs, because it's the precursor to the mitzvahs. And this is the reason why the Bahag, perhaps, at least the Ramban suggests, that because this is so fundamental and foundational, it's not actually one of the mitzvahs, because it is the foundation for the mitzvahs. This is how the Ramban explains the Halachos Gedolos, and therefore we have a machlokas between the Rambam, who counts it as a mitzvah, and the Halachos Gedolos, who does not count it as a mitzvah. The Bahag, if this is the correct pshat in the Bahag is not the only one who argued with the Rambam. Well, again, the Rambam lived after the Bahag, but who argued with the opinion of the Rambam that on this issue. Rav Chasdoy Kreskas, who lived in the 14th century, he was a Talmud of the Ran, and he wrote a very important sefer called Or Hashem. So he asks the similar question, using the similar logic. He says, how can there be a mitzvah to believe in Hashem if all other commandments are moot without belief in Hashem? That shows that it's not just a mitzvah to believe in Hashem. And therefore he also argues the Abarbanel because of this, or let's actually, before we get to the Abarbanel, we should say that the response to this, therefore, is if you want to accept the argument of the Or Hashem of Rav Chasdoy Kreskas, if you want to accept the position of the Halachos Gedolos, that there can't be a mitzvah to believe, because believing is the foundation of all the mitzvahs. So then, you need to add something to this mitzvah in order for it to be
ra'ui for it to be fitting to be counted as a mitzvah. What do I mean by that? So for instance, in Ashkenaz, in the writings of the Bali Tosfos, so we see that when they speak about this mitzvah, Vanochi Hashem Elokecha, they don't just say belief in Hashem. They add other things to the mitzvah. So for instance, in the Bechor Shur, so he formulates the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha as follows. He says it's a mitzvah to believe in Hashem, but also to relate to Hashem as my master and my judge. Perhaps along the same lines, the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvos Gedolos of Moshe of Kutzi. So he says that the belief in Hashem is also that Hashem gave the Torah, and he's the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. The Sefer Mitzvos Katan of Rav Yitzchak of Korbei, who was writing, even though that's not really what it is, but from a certain perspective was trying to write an abridged version of the Smag. So the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, he says that the mitzvah is to believe that Hashem is the ruler of the world, and that there's divine providence, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the orchestrates history. Why are all of these Bali Tosfos? Why can't they just say that the mitzvah is to believe in Hashem? Why do they add in that Hashem is my master, that Hashem is the giver of the Torah, he took us out of Mitzrayim, that he's involved in history? Perhaps the reason why the Bali Tosfos all add this into the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is because of the questioner of Chasdoi Kreskas, because of the Bahag, because you can't just have a mitzvah to believe in Hashem. That's so elementary, that's so basic, that can't be the mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be belief in Hashem, but much more specific, with an addition. It has to be belief in Hashem plus, not only in His existence, but also in the role that Hashem plays in the world. However, all of what we've just been discussing in terms of the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha doesn't necessarily have to impact our discussion here about the Rambam's Ikarim. Here, I don't think there's as much of a philosophic problem to say that belief that God exists is an Ikar. Whether it's a mitzvah or not, I understand that that is an issue that needs to be addressed. How can it be a mitzvah if it's the basis of all the other mitzvahs? But in terms of the Ikare Imuna, again, the point of the Ikare Imuna is that the Rambam believes that these beliefs are so important that you can't even begin to be a thinking religious Jew. You can't even begin to develop a intellectual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without certain basic ideas. And you can't then turn around and say, oh, but that's too basic. No, these are the basic ideas. So I don't think that there's as much of a philosophic problem to say that the first ikar of the Rambam is that Hashem exists. Let's now read the text and try to point things out as we read through the text. As we learn through each of the ikar, we're going to try to read through the text. So, Hayesod HaRishon. Take a look at the source sheet. Hayesod HaRishon. Lehamin mitzias habori yisparach. And the truth is, the word lehamin is actually in parentheses because in the Arabic, apparently, I don't read Arabic, but apparently in the Arabic, this first word, lehamin, doesn't appear. In some editions of the Hebrew translation, we have the word lehamin. But really, in the original Arabic, it starts like this, Hayesod HaRishon mitzias habori yisparach, the existence of God. Not to believe lehamin in the existence of God. Now this makes sense to take out the word lahamin if we understand in the Rambam that the Rambam in general doesn't require us to have blind faiths, to just believe, but rather the Rambam wants us to know, to use our minds to intellectually study and to figure out and to come to an intellectual realization of the things that we quote unquote believe in. In the Mishnah Torah, so when the Rambam's discussing this mitzvah, the mitzvah, not the ikar, but the mitzvah of believing in Hashem, so he writes leida, to know that there is God. He doesn't use the word lahamin, he uses the word leida. Now it's true, it's been pointed out that in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam does say lahamin. But here's a very important point that we have to make, just a methodological point. The Rambam wrote the Mishnah Torah in Hebrew. And therefore, when he used the word leida in the Mishnah Torah, we know that he used that word purposely, specifically. The Perush HaMishnayos and the Sefer HaMitzvos were written in Arabic and translated into Hebrew. Now, many of the translations were done during the lifetime of the Rambam, and he apparently saw them and were happy with them. So, that's something to keep in mind. But Rav Chaim Heller has already, who put out an edition, it's been printed by Moshe Rav Kook, he put out an edition of the a new translation or a commentary on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. So he writes that the proper, if you look at the Arabic, that the proper translation is Leida and not Lehamin. So if we assume that in general the Rambam requires of us Leida, to know, not Lehamin, just to blindly believe, but to know, so then it would make sense that we would take out this first word, Lehamin Metzias HaBorei Yisbarach, to believe in the Metzias of Hashem, and to leave it as just Metzias HaBorei, that the first Yisod is Metzias HaBorei. And the truth is, as we're going to see, this is going to be a standard for the Rambam, this is going to be a standard way that he presents the beginning of each Iker, is not to believe in X, but X. X is the first Iker. Y is the second Iker. So here, the first Iker is Metzias HaBorei, that God exists. Alternatively, I saw it suggested that it could be that the right word is Lahamin. Lahamin is really part of the text. But Lahamin doesn't mean to believe blindly. It rather means to affirm strongly. Someone who's reliable, in modern Hebrew we say that he's Amin. He's reliable. The Torah describes Moshe's hands during the Milchama with Amalek, when his hands were raised up. It says, V'haya yadav emunah. His hands were emunah. It doesn't mean that they were emunah. It means they were steadfast. They were consistent. They were strong. So, alternatively, if we're back into the corner and the word lahamin is in there, we don't necessarily have to translate it as to believe, but it could mean to affirm strongly, to know strongly. Okay, but let's continue with the text. So, lahamin, or just Metzias HaBorei Yisbarach, the first yisod is that God exists. Vihu, sheyesham nimtza, that there is something. A nimtza, there's something. Shalem b'chol darkei metzius, something that is shalem completely. It's not bound by others, by space, by time. It's a unique existence that's shalem, it's complete. B'chol darkei metzius, in all forms of reality, it's complete. Hu ilas hametzius, hanimtzoim kulam. It is ilas hametzius, it is the reason for the existence of all of the nimtzayim, of all the things that exist. It's the cause of the existence of all things that exist. Bo, in him, kiyum mitziyusam, is their continued existence. Umimenu kiyumam, and from him they exist. So the Rambam here says that Hashem provides their existence. He didn't just create them a long time ago, but rather he continues to power their existence. It's not like those who think that Hashem created the world and he sits back and just lets the world run on its own, but he's actively involved. There's providence. Bo kiyumitsu samu mumenu kiyumam. Again, we're not here speaking about providence in the sense of being involved in world events. That we'll speak about when we get to one of the later Ikarim. But here the idea that a person's existence is continually willed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not that Hashem created him and let him run on autopilot. Okay, continuing in the Iker, the Al Yala Al Halev Heder Mitzuyuso. Now don't consider that God can cease existing. Ki beheder mitzuyuso, because if he ceases to exist, Nizbatel Mitzuyus Kolan Imsoyim. So then the existence of all things will cease. Velo Nishar Nimsa, she is Kayim Mitzuyuso, and there won't be any being left, any creation left in existence. V'im nala libenu heder hanimtzayim, but if we would consider that all things in the world would cease to exist, except for him, lo yizbatal mitzios Hashem v'lo yigara, this wouldn't cause God to cease to exist, and it wouldn't take away from him. The Rambam here is what we term describing the Hashem as the mechuyav hametzios. As a side point, the Abarbanel, in trying to defend the Rambam from the question we asked in the beginning in regards to the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah of believing in God, says that this philosophic addition of the Rambam is how the Rambam gets out of the problem. Because the Rambam doesn't just say, when he's describing the mitzvah, to be clear, we're talking here about the Iker. But in the Mishnah Torah, when the Rambam describes a mitzvah to believe or to know God, he throws in this extra point as well. And just like with the Balei Tosfos, we sought an extra point It wasn't just belief that God exists, but it's belief that God exists and that he gave the Torah and that he took us out of Mitzrayim, whatever the Balei Tosfos added. So the Abarbanel argues that the Rambam also added something, and it's the following philosophic argument. The Rambam argues that God, without God, nothing in the world can exist. If God would cease to exist, everything would cease to exist. But the opposite is not true. If everything ceases to exist, God can continue to exist. Meaning, the world's existence is dependent on God's existence, but God's existence is not dependent on anything in creation's existence. God can create, could exist without any of the creations, but the creations cannot exist without God. This has been suggested as pshat in the pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Mem Dalet. Ani Rishon, V'ani Achron, Umi Baladoi, Ein Elokim. Hashem says, I'm first, meaning I preceded everything. I existed before anything existed. V'ani Achron. And if everything ceases to exist, I will continue to exist. And beyond me, there's no other force like that. Umi Baladoi, Ein Elokim. This is how the Radak and the Mitzuda explains this pasuk in Yeshaya, this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is the cause for all other things to exist, and yet God's existence does not require other things to exist. And this is what the Abarbanel said in terms of the question of the mitzvah of believing in God, how the Rambam gets out of the question against him. The Rambam adds in this extra philosophic point. But be that as it may, as we already pointed out, in terms of the Ikarim, that's not necessarily necessary. That's not necessary for the Rambam to add an extra philosophic point, although the Rambam does. The Rambam says that the first Ikar is to believe in God, and not only to believe in God, but to understand this important philosophic point about God's existence. He exists in a way unlike any other thing in existence, because all other things in existence need God to exist, but God can exist without anything else existing. And it makes sense that the Rambam would put this into the Ikar, because if the mitzvah is to believe in the existence of God, you have to also understand how unique God's existence is. And indeed, God is the only thing. When we say, oh, the chair exists, the table exists, I exist, that's something very different. The nature of that existence is different than when we say God exists, because God's existence is completely independent of any other thing. Something that can't be said about anything else in creation. Okay, let's continue in the Rambam. Here we have another piece in parentheses, which again is in the Hebrew, but it's not in the Arabic. V'ein ha'achdus v'ha'adnus elo levado yisbaruch shemo. And oneness, which is going to really be the topic of unity, is really going to be the topic of the next Iker. V'ha'adnus, and rulership, is only by God. Now here, describing God as ruler, implying that he's involved in the world. So, not that it's not an Ikar. We're going to see later when we get to the 10th Ikar that this might be one of the Ikar Emunah. But that doesn't seem to be the topic here, and that's why perhaps it makes sense that it's not in the original. And it also, as is pointed out, it's also breaking up, it's in the middle of the sentence, because we're going to continue now. You're going to see that the point is really finishing the discussion we had a second ago. Ki hu, Hashem, is mistapek b'mitzuso. He is able to get by solely with his own existence. V'daylo ba'atzmo, and it's enough just himself. V'ein sarach b'mitzius lezulaso, and he doesn't need anything else to exist. And this is really the continuation of the point we made a second ago, that God's existence is not dependent on anything else. V'chol mashe zulaso, and everything else that exists besides God. Minhas, scholim, the sichlim, the things that are, v'tzalom ha'malachim, things that have no physical component to them, but they're completely spiritual, like the angels. The Gufei HaGalgalim, and the different celestial spheres in the heavens. Umash Yesh Betocham, Umash Lamata Mehem, what's in these other spiritual realms, or in the celestial spheres, and what's below them. HaKol Tzvichim B'Mitzius HaMalot. They all need God in order to exist. When we said everything needs God to exist, we didn't just mean tables and chairs. We mean everything, even spiritual forces in the world. V'zeh ha'yisod ha'rishon, this is the first Iker, Mora Elov, and the verse in the Torah that teaches it is is the Dibur of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's the pasuk of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Now, on a personal level, I think there's a very important message that we take home from this as well. And that's the description of our relationship with Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That you have to make Hashem your God. It doesn't say Anochi Hashem Elokim. I am Hashem, the God. But rather, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We have to, certainly, I think it's in the context of the Aseres HaDibros, it's important, because I am your God, and therefore I'm giving you specific laws in order to be able to follow my laws, to be able to follow and to develop a relationship with me. But I think here, in terms of the Ikarim, it's also significant, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, because we just pointed out how everything in existence needs God in order to exist. And that includes ourselves. Anochi Hashem Elokecha means that you should come to a realization, have the perspective, that your existence is dependent on Hashem. He's the thing that gives the electricity to power you and to power the world. You could think of your life just as a mashal, a ma'ad avadoma. It's like a video projector, a movie projector that's projecting onto a wall a whole movie and a whole intricate plot. And if you're in the middle of the movie and you're up to the climax of the plot, and all of a sudden somebody trips and knocks the plug out, so everything goes blank at that moment because the electricity has been pulled. It's the same thing with our own existence, and I think it's an important perspective that we gain from this first Iker. That our existence, the nature of God's existence, is that He doesn't need anything, but everything needs Him, and therefore, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You can make me your God in the sense that you can be cognizant always that your existence is dependent on me. And when you realize that your existence is completely, totally, completely dependent on something, and that with the slightest little pull of the plug, the screen goes black, the room goes dark, and everything ceases to exist. So that's a very, very powerful message, and it's something that I think can really increase our cognizance of Hashem and our relationship to Him. So in summary, the Rambam definitely adds things besides just the idea that God exists. First of all, that God has a unique existence. And the point that Hashem provides existence. And that He's not bound by creation, but all of creation is totally bound to Him. Okay, just to conclude, I want to, and I'm going to try to do this all the time, I want to just take a quick look at the Ani Mamin. As you know, at the end of davening, we have 13 Ani Mamins, which are the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim. This was not written by the Rambam, this prayer. The text that we're reading, which is from the Perush Mishnayos in the Maseches Sanhedrin, that's the Rambam's words. The Ani Mamin were written probably a few centuries later. There were many of such similar type prayers written. And we're going to try to always read through the Ani Mamin quickly just to see how it, if it reflects well on what the Rambam wrote. Is it the same thing? Is it highlighting different points? And then we're also going to always take a look at the line in Yigdal, as you may be aware. The prayer that we say, Yigdal, Yigdal Elokim Chai, that is also built on their 13 lines in that liturgical poem. And each line is built on a different one of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim. So let's take a look at the first Ani Mamin, which is printed in Siddurim at the end of davening. Ani Mamin Be'emuna Shalema, it's a statement, an affirmation. Ani Mamin Be'emuna Shalema, Shabori Yisborach Shemo, Hu Borei Umanhik. He is the creator, and He is the ruler, L'chol HaBruim, of all creations. V'hu Levado, and He alone, Aso Oseh V'yaseh L'chol HaMasim. He is the past, He is the one who did in the past, He's the one who does in the present, and He's the one who will do in the future. Here, seemingly, the stress is a little bit different than what we read in the Rambam. Here the Rambam is presented as the Borei and the Manhig. Now we pointed out that in the Hebrew translation, there is a line about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Adon, the ruler of the world. And that finds expression in this Ani Mamin, Borei Umanhig. This is also certainly similar to the ways that the Balei Tosfos worded the mitzvah of believing in Hashem, to see God as creator, to see God as Manhig. Now the Rambam doesn't specifically use these terms in his Yesod Rishon, in his Iker, but that seems to be the stress of the Ani Mamin, to believe in God as creator, as the primary force in the world throughout all of time. He did in the past, Hu Levado, that He alone is the only force in the world. Which again, that idea does creep up in the Rambam, this idea of God operating independently because of His unique existence. But again, the Ani Mamin seems to focus differently, a little bit differently than the Rambam himself.
And now in terms of Yigdal, what do we say? We say Yigdal Elokim Chai V'yishtabach, I will make great the living God and I will praise him. Nimtza V'ein Eis El Mitzuso. He exists and there's no time that binds his Mitzius. Now this is certainly closer to what we saw in the Rambam, this idea that God has a unique existence. To me, the Yigdal, this first line of Yigdal, is stressing God's unique existence. Not God as creator, not God as ruler of the world, but that God has a unique existence. That it's an existence that's not bound by time, meaning ani rishon, ani achron, I'm before all of existence, I can exist after all of existence. That seems to be the stress of the Yigdal, and Be'ezus Hashem, next week, we will discuss the next Iker of the Rambam, Iker Beis.